Today, my daughter Salish attempts to fly alone for the first time.
My suitcase got stopped.
While I follow her in my best disguise ever.
Wait, whoa. Where's she going?
She'll never know it's me.
There is no chance my kid can recognize me right now.
Guys, I see my dad.
In 90 minutes, I'm leaving for our Colorado vacation, but Salish wants to stay here for her last gymnastics practice, so she's gonna fly by herself and then meet me later.
Yeah, and you're gonna be fine with that. I'm 15 now,
I don't have
Dad.
A problem with it. I'm gonna be honest.
No, it's okay. And I know your plan is for sure gonna be to follow me in some stupid costume.
No, it's not.
If you do that, I'm gonna give you the biggest consequence of your life, and you're gonna hate it. Just to make sure that you don't, you have to FaceTime me from the plane.
Okay, I'll FaceTime you
Bye.
From the plane. Del and Rona can make sure you get to the terminal, okay? Have a safe trip, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I'm not gonna follow you. I left you a credit card. I love you. Be safe.
Bye. He's for sure gonna follow me.
I'm totally gonna follow her.
All right, don't tell Del or Rowan because they might be Team Jordan and I smack an air tag in my dad's backpack.
Wait, what?
Just to make sure he doesn't follow me, you know?
That's actually so smart.
I have a four-step plan. Number one, get on the plane and FaceTime Salish. Number two, somehow get off that plane. Number three, meet Nikki, the makeup artist, and get in a full costume that Salish will never know it's me. Number four, follow her all the way from here in Los Angeles to Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Whoa, why is she running? Where'd she go? I lost her.
It looks like he's on the way to the airport. So far, so good. All right, guys, I'm gonna go get ready for gym. All right, guys, I don't actually have gymnastics practice today. I just said that so that I could fly alone.
Wait, why are you guys even here? Are you like babysitting her or something?
We're taking her to the airport and both of us need to go.
He told us specifically we have to keep our eye on her until we get her to the terminal.
Like her foot has to go through the door.
That's insane.
I know my dad is gonna follow me. If you guys have seen the other videos, you know he's probably gonna follow me too. My dad thinks that I'm leaving this afternoon, but I changed my ticket to leave in 2 hours just to mess with him.
We all know I'm way too overprotective, so I've concocted this entire plan just to make sure she's safe.
I'm doing this to prove to my dad that I can fly alone. I mean, I'm 15 now, like, why can't I?
Lauren and Hudson are already in Colorado, so they have all the luggage and everything. All I have to do is hop out of this Uber, get into the terminal in time to make this plane so I can FaceTime Salish.
If I'm right and my dad is following me, I'm gonna give him a huge consequence, and it might be the worst consequence I've ever given him. Wait, I'm gonna go check the AirTag to see where my dad is.
Wait. He's actually at the airport? What?
Now I'm waiting in security, but I did not expect a super long line, so I'm a little concerned I'm gonna miss this first plane, in which case I think this entire thing is done.
Wait, so maybe he actually isn't gonna fall. No, he for sure is. What? I thought he was gonna be right outside just waiting for me, but he's actually at the airport.
That security took way longer than I thought. Now I have to get to the terminal.
I'm not gonna fully trust him until he gets onto the plane because he could still for sure do something.
If I miss this plane, I can't FaceTime Salish. Then she'll know for sure I'm following her.
So I'm going to Colorado. It's my favorite place ever. Like, I love going snowboarding. It's just so much fun.
Yay, I didn't miss the plane. Whew. I bought the cheapest possible ticket just so I could get on and off the plane. If they don't let me off, I guess I'm going to San Francisco.
After like Colorado, I'm gonna go for like a week and then I'm gonna see my grandparents. That's super fun because I miss them so much.
I'm boarding my fake flight right now. I gotta get on this plane right now and then FaceTime Salish as soon as I can so I can get off before the doors close.
Oh, and I'm getting a call. Oh, it's my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, little girl. I am on the plane. Look, I'll show you. See?
Oh, nice. Plane?
We're taking off soon, so I gotta go. Make sure Rowan and Del get you to the terminal safely, okay? I love you. Be safe.
Okay, love you. Yep, have a safe flight. Bye. Guys, what? He's actually on the plane and he's going to Denver? No way. I thought he was gonna be messing with me. What?
Okay, I just FaceTimed Salish. Now I gotta get off this flight before they close the door. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that was so awkward.
I had to pretend I was sick so I could get off the plane. They were so nice.
Now Salish has absolutely no idea I'm here because I'm gonna turn my fine friends off. I'm gonna turn my phone to airplane mode. She won't be able to track me. She has absolutely no idea I'm in LA. This is gonna be the best makeover ever.
Say, how much longer?
Rowan and Del still think we're going to gymnastics, but we're going to the airport right now.
Hey, Nikki, where are you right now? All right, thank you. See you soon. She got prosthetics this time. It's gonna make my face look different. She is absolutely not gonna be able to recognize me. No chance.
Okay, guys, I'm ready. Let's go.
Suitcase and gymnastics?
Yep, because I don't want to come home.
Oh, wait, we're gonna go straight?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Next stop, United Club. I'm not really a lounge guy, but we paid for a ticket so we can hide and do the transformation without anybody seeing us. I'm looking for a spot where we can be private so nobody sees us doing this transformation, but everywhere is busy. There's people everywhere. Wait a minute. Look. Okay, this is what we're looking for.
I was up until 1 a.m. last night watching Taylor.
1 a.m.?
You have gymnastics and you have a flight. When's your practice?
We're a little early, so low-key could we like drive around the airport to see if there's like traffic?
Guys, it's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you, Ori.
If you're late to your gymnastics practice, it's your fault, it's not our fault.
Well,
we're
obviously
not getting in
trouble.
This is gonna be all over my face. Is that gonna be my nose?
Yep.
We're not messing around today. Let's get started.
I'm getting a new neck.
Wait, Salish.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Is your plan just to like run out and just like run out of the terminal or something?
Well, I don't know because like all of my bag is right in the back, you know? Should I low-key like crawl in the back right now?
That's actually a good idea, actually.
Low-key, okay.
Be careful.
Wait, Ori, this is not gonna fit.
Oh, shoot. Wait, Salish, right. I have a good idea. When we park the car, say that you think you forgot something and you have to go check your suitcase. Right.
Yeah. That's low-key such fun.
Dude, get in the seat!
My bad.
She was just looking for something.
Your dad is actually gonna kill us.
Oh, wow. You're poofing out my face. Yeah, we can already see a difference in my face.
Like, put the seatbelt on!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
When we get there, can you stop at, like, Terminal 7 really quick, because I want to look at the terminal that we're going to, and also I think I might have forgotten something in my suitcase, so I just want to make sure I have it.
Oh my God, whoa, my face looks different.
You need to take a Benadryl.
Wow. It's 8:50 a.m. Salish's flight isn't for a few hours, so we should be good.
Jordan told us, quote, you have to make sure she gets into the terminal all safe. That's what he told us.
Mom, excuse me? Jordan said that we have to get you to the terminal
okay,
all no, safe.
That's not what I sound like.
Here's the big move, the nose. No way.
Let's check the air tag. He's still at the airport.
There's no way.
Wait, he's for sure planning something.
Yeah, I mean, if he's still here, I think he is.
Finally, we have all day to do this exactly right.
We've planned for
planned
this.
It, because she's not going to miss gymnastics practice. She won't. She is so committed.
No.
We have hours.
Yeah.
Finally, she's not going to catch me.
All right, Say, it's coming up. Can you please be quick?
I got to follow her on two flights plus a layover in Denver. Who knows what she'll do? That's why I got to be there.
All right, we're at Terminal 7.
All right, let's go.
Just don't get hit by a car.
I'm doing all this so she can feel like she flew alone, but I can make sure she's safe, right? It's like a win-win. I don't think it's weird. Nothing weird about this.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Rowan, I actually don't... Wait, I don't have gymnastics today.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh wait, can I get rescheduled?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't have gymnastics on this day. I'm really sorry for the confusion. Thank you guys, bye Ori. See ya.
Bye Salish.
Bye.
Wait.
Dude,
what?
Wait, get in. She just left. Can you call Jordan?
Ori, why were you okay with that? Is he on the flight? Okay, call Nikki.
Somebody's calling in.
I don't know this number.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, are you Jordan there?
Jordan? He's not answering.
Hey, what's up?
Dude, she just said she didn't have gymnastics today and she just went into the airport.
Wait, she's at the airport here?
She got her bag and literally just walked in and said like she's got a ticket, she's got everything she needs. Like,
wait a minute, I don't understand. Are you with her right now?
No, because we're in the car. We weren't expecting to like actually go in with her because we were gonna go to gymnastics.
Wait, why is she here so early? Her flight doesn't take off for hours.
Did she tell you something?
She didn't really tell me anything.
Ori?
Yeah.
Dude, be honest with me. Do you know anything?
She told me she got an earlier flight.
She got a different flight to Denver?
So like, she's like on time for the earlier flight.
There's three of you there and none of you are with her? She just left?
She ran in and then we were getting honked at, so we had to move the car.
You gotta be kidding me.
She's not tracking you, right? Because your phone's off.
No, she can't. She has no idea I'm here. I FaceTimed her from the airplane. She thinks I'm on my way to Colorado. I gotta go. I gotta figure this out. Thank you very much for losing my daughter, okay?
No, okay.
Just call her right now and make sure she got in the terminal, okay?
Okay, we'll call right now.
Can I use your phone? I might have to book a new ticket.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just when we were saying, oh, we've got all the time in the world, she's here.
Hi, Del.
Say, where'd you go?
Oh, I'm just in the security line right now.
Do you have everything you need? Do you have your ticket and your ID and everything?
Yeah. I changed my flight to an early flight. I changed it. I've got everything.
Are you safe?
Oh my gosh, you guys can leave. I'm like already like about to like board, I think, you know? Cause I got an early flight.
Dude, if you say you're safe, we're gonna trust you.
All right, bye. See you guys. They're actually scared. Like,
we have to hurry. I gotta get out of here. I'm freaking out now.
Okay.
I gotta find out what flight is she on.
I go to the airport super early this time to get through security so then I can catch him because he really thought he was gonna trick me. Guys, I'm like so paranoid now. I'm looking at every guy making sure it's not my dad.
The next flight to Denver takes off in an hour. I don't know. Should I get the ticket for that? I should get a ticket for that, right?
I feel like that would be the one she...
That's the one she would be on.
Okay, you just made it through security now.
We gotta go to our gate. I think that's what it's called, to our gate.
Is this gonna look as good as it could have?
I needed like way more time to do this.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do.
My suitcase got stopped.
My computer.
I didn't know I would have to actually like take it out. It's so embarrassing, bro.
Here comes my least favorite part. I didn't think it could get worse, but now it's worse.
Chex Mix, favorite snack ever.
This does not look like a businessman.
This face means business, though.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, they have Dr. Pepper. I even have a Dr. Pepper shirt. I actually wore it in the video we did, so. Yeah, tell me if you liked it. I love Dr. Pepper so much.
Oh my god, this hair. I think we were expecting more time to do all this.
Let's check the air time really quick. It says that my dad is in the United Club, so I can't get in there.
I'm in the bathroom right now getting changed.
Bro, he lied to me, and I'm so confused because he called me and he was on the plane. How do you even get off the plane? But I do have the perfect idea to drive my dad crazy. I'm gonna try and upgrade my seat to first class, and of course I'm gonna use my dad's card because, no offense, Dad, but this is all your fault.
I have to leave in the next 2 minutes or else I'm gonna probably miss this flight. And then she does get to fly alone after all.
Hi, can I please have first class?
Can I see your boarding
pass? Yeah, here you go.
We had hours to make this perfect, hours.
And you're all set? First class ticket, all yours.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, guys, I got first class. Let's go. This is gonna be the best flight ever.
It's gonna have to work because I gotta get to the gate.
I just went on my first ever first class experience to Singapore, and that was so much fun. And sorry, Dad, but I bought a first class ticket. First of all, it's your money, and it wasn't too expensive. Like, it was $50, so thank you, Dad.
You look great.
Okay, I gotta go. You killed it, thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Wish me luck.
Good luck, you got this.
Bye. Salish threw another curveball to us, and here we go. 11:15, boarding. Ah, I gotta hurry up. Okay, we're here. We're here, I gotta chill. Everybody's boarding. I'm trying to see if I see Salish. I think I just saw her, hold on.
I'm certain my dad is here, so.
She's right there. Ha, I found her.
Guys, I see my dad, no way.
She doesn't even know I'm here. Did she just look at me? I know, I'm gonna just go over here like I'm looking out the window.
I was just like looking at the air tag, right? And then I saw a guy filming, look. He's right there.
She's probably looking out at the planes.
Oh my gosh, bro. That's a good disguise, boy. Oh my god, he looks so different. No way.
Okay, she's right there. How did she just skip past everyone?
Thank you.
Okay, Salish, you think you're all alone? You have no idea, but I'm right here behind you. How did she get ahead of everybody?
I'm in first class, so I'm like one of the first people. So I'm just gonna be filming Dad's suit. Don't wear a suit next time.
Hopefully I'm sitting in front of Salish so I can sit down without her ever seeing me. Thank you. All right, they couldn't tell I was wearing a totally different face. That's good.
Hi, welcome on board.
I see my dad. No way. The disguise looks so real, though.
She bought herself a new ticket and it's first class. She's only ever traveled first class once, and that was like last week to Singapore because she won a challenge against me. Like, what is she doing now?
No way. He passed me and he saw me, bro.
So I'm flying coach and Salish is flying first class.
I'm just in the bathroom and first class is so nice. Oh my gosh. His disguise is ridiculous. Like, what is that, bro?
Look at this. Come on, I can't even tell it's me.
When we get to the layover in Denver, I'm gonna mix with my dad so much there because it's just gonna be so easy. And I have a couple tricks up my sleeve.
Salish, where are you?
I was just texting with Matthew Bean before I took off, and I have such a good plan with him when we arrive in Denver. It's gonna be so funny.
What's so crazy is that Salish is flying alone right now for the first time. She's doing great. Obviously, I know she can handle it. Like, I'm here to make sure she's okay, and she's gonna realize it. If I never tell Salish I was following her, she at least sees it in this video, by then I will have missed the consequence.
I wonder what my dad's doing right now.
He's really bumpy. I kind of feel like I should go see her and make sure she's okay.
My dad's probably terrified of this turbulence, but I'm having so much fun.
We're landing.
We just landed. That was such a good and fun flight.
Don't forget your luggage, say. She doesn't even realize I'm filming her. She's right there. She's right there. She's right there.
Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My dad is right there, guys. Can you see him?
I don't know. She just looked turning back.
I see my dad literally following me, like, from a foot away, bro.
Where's she going? I don't know.
I'm literally 15. I'm fine.
She keeps looking back.
Now I'm gonna try and lose him.
Where's she going?
I just figured out which Starbucks was. I'm gonna run there.
Whoa. Why is she running?
Oh my gosh, guys.
She doesn't have to run. Where's she going?
Maybe I'll lose him this way.
Where'd she go? I lost her.
I don't know if my dad's chasing me or not. Guys, I think I lost him.
Where's she? Whoa, whoa.
Oh.
She's right there.
All right, let's follow him.
She got behind me.
Oh, the Starbucks is right here. Let's go.
I think she's going to Starbucks. I want to see what she's getting.
And then one peppermint mocha.
I ordered a peppermint mocha and my drink. My dad always orders a peppermint mocha, so I'm just going to leave it there. And maybe he'll take it. Maybe he won't.
All right. She grabbed her drink. Off she goes. Wait, she ordered two drinks. What about this? Why didn't she take that drink?
Let's see if he's gonna take it. Oh, guys, look. He's walking over.
Okay, what? I'm totally confused. She just ordered peppermint mocha, that's my drink. And then she just walked away. What?
Guys, did he take it?
It has her name on it, and she just left without it.
Taste test? So good. Let's go see if he's gonna take it. Bro, I can't see.
I don't know what's going on, but this says Salish peppermint mocha, and she walked away, so I'm drinking it.
I'm walking closer to him.
Do you think she got a peppermint mocha because she misses me? Is that actually possible?
He keeps on looking back at me.
Okay, she's just right behind me. If she knows I'm here, I am gonna get such a terrible consequence. Okay, I'm gonna duck in here.
I'm gonna call out Dad.
She's in here too. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Dad.
What the heck?
Hey, Dad.
What the heck? Did she just say Dad? I think she was saying Dad, I couldn't tell. If she's saying Dad, that means she knows this is me again, but I couldn't tell for sure. It was loud in here. Now she took off.
He did not answer. So what I'm gonna do next is I'm gonna ask somebody to watch my bag, and then I'm just gonna leave my bag there, and my dad's gonna be thinking like, what the heck? Why is she leaving her bag there, you know?
I'm looking at myself, I'm saying there's no way she could recognize me, but then what's this about? Why'd she do that?
Look, he's right there. Do you guys see that?
Salish, where are you? Salish, where are you?
He has no idea where I am. Let's go down, and then let's go back up. And then maybe he'll follow me up.
She's right there, actually. I just saw her.
He just saw me. Okay, that's good.
I'm not losing her again.
He's like right there.
How did I just lose her again?
Okay, let's follow him.
Where did she go? She was just right here.
He does not know where I am. I'm following him. Who asks anybody to watch their back? This is so embarrassing.
Got her. She looks totally bored.
It's gonna be so awkward. Let's go ask them. Excuse me? Can you guys watch my bag just for a little bit? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What did she just do? What?
That was so awkward.
She's leaving and her bag is right there. She left her bag with total strangers. What?
Now my dad is gonna think that I'm completely insane and he's not gonna know what I'm doing.
What is going on? Okay, I gotta stay here until Salish comes back and make sure her bag is okay. She's coming back.
He's wondering what I'm doing.
Why isn't she going to get her bag? She's just sitting there.
I was hoping he would like take it and then expose himself by showing that it's him, but he's not doing that, so I think I'm just gonna go get my bag back. Thank you so much.
She got her bag. Okay, she got her bag.
I mean, what kind of outfit is that, bro? I'm pretty sure he's wearing prosthetics.
There's my little girl, all by herself and doing great.
By the way, guys, don't think that I forgot about the consequence, because as soon as I catch my dad, he's gonna regret it.
I could just go up there and then we could hang out for 4 hours in Denver Airport by ourselves, but no, because I will get a consequence and it's gonna be brutal, and I know that already and I'm not gonna do it.
I just got a text from Matthew Beam and we have the best prank, but I have to stall first, so I'm gonna mess with my dad and see if I'll get him to expose himself. I'm gonna pretend to drop my passport so he has to pick it up and give it to me, because I can't go to Steamboat without my passport.
Where's she going now?
I look, you have to walk near him.
She goes.
can drop it, and hopefully he comes to get it, and not a random person.
Whoa, she dropped something.
Go. I'm scared. Oh my god.
She dropped something.
Okay, he's going.
What? Oh my god. This is her passport. She's leaving, and her passport's right here.
You got the passport?
Are you kidding me? She literally dropped her passport.
I just heard him say, are you kidding me? Now I'm just gonna like keep walking slower.
I have to give her passport back. She can't get on the plane without her passport.
Okay, let's go farther.
I gotta give it back to her. How do I do this? Drop your passport. This is bad.
Yeah, I kinda need that passport to get into my gate.
You dropped your passport. This is awkward.
I'm gonna walk even slower.
Excuse me, I think you dropped this.
Oh, thank you. Wait, excuse me, what's your name?
Sorry, bye-bye.
Thank you. Guys, he just gave it to me, and then he just walked by.
I gotta pretend now that I'm running for my flight.
I wanted to say thank you and know his name, and he did not want to show his face at all, bro. My plan failed.
That was so awkward.
He's running away. Where is he going?
There's at least a 50-50 chance she knows this is me. This is way too many coincidences now.
Nothing worked. Dropping my passport didn't work. Leaving my bag didn't work. Literally nothing has worked, bro.
It's so cute. She's just vlogging. Look.
I'm gonna meet Matthew Beam, and he's gonna help me because he knows someone that is like my same age, and I'm gonna put her in the same exact clothes that I'm wearing, so then my dad might follow her instead of following me.
Okay, we're getting on this train. I can't believe I'm this close to her and she has no idea I'm here.
It's like right there. We're getting off the train right now.
Her flight to Steamboat takes off from Terminal B and she's just gone to Terminal A. For what reason? Like, why are we doing this?
He thinks that he's so like nonchalant, but I can see everything he's doing.
She's gotten so much older though. Look, she is just handling this all by herself. I knew she could, totally knew she could.
I'm having a problem with it, I'm gonna be honest.
All right, Matthew Beam is supposed to be at 875.
Again, I've lost her. Every time I talk to you guys, I lose Salish. I should never be a private investigator because I can't keep track of my kid.
If it all goes well, pretty sure I'm gonna win this challenge and my dad's gonna get the worst consequence of his life. Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous outside.
Everyone who's asked to take a picture with Salish has not asked to take one with me, which means either there's nobody that's Team Jordan, which is a definite possibility, or it means they don't recognize me, which is perfect. I'm gonna go with that, not the whole Team Salish thing.
Hey Matthew, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, did you set up the plan?
Yeah, everything's set up, you're good to go, okay?
Thank you so much, have a safe flight. Thank you.
Hold on, whoa, is that with Matthew? That's Matthew Beam.
He has set everything up and I'm pretty sure everything... That's my dad, he saw Matthew. So he knows that we just planned something. Oh my gosh, I did not think that would happen.
Matthew, hey, it's Jordan.
What are you wearing?
Can you tell it to me? Can you tell it to me from the beginning?
I thought that was still a brand of running.
You were just with Salish, right?
Yeah.
I saw it. What's up?
She was just saying hi.
What are you doing here?
I gotta catch a flight.
Okay, see ya.
I actually boarded like 12 minutes.
Okay,
I gotta go.
Do I look like me or can you tell it to me?
I thought you were.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go.
That's so cool. We just ran into Matthew Beam. He lives in Colorado. Not a huge surprise, but random.
Hopefully I've lost him now.
I just saw her going this way.
Now I have to train the girl. It's my age and my body double.
Salish just got on this train. Sorry, excuse me. She's rocking.
I got a nice little spot. I can see everything.
When they were little, Salish and I used to sit there, but they would look out and get all excited. Now she's a cool teenager.
Now I gotta get out of the train. Oh my gosh, guys. My dad is right there. Okay, my dad found me.
It doesn't make any sense that we're here. The only reason why we'd be here is if we're leaving the airport, which we're not. Why are we leaving?
Okay, Matthew told me to meet her over here.
We're supposed to be in Terminal B right now, getting on the flight in an hour, and she's just walking towards what? We're walking directly towards baggage claim. I don't like any of those options. Hold on, where are we going? I'm all kinds of confused. Where in the world is she? I can't see what she's doing.
Hi, are you Ella?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, I'm Salish.
You too.
All right, we gotta go to the bathroom really quick because my dad is trying to find us, so let's go.
Okay, she's over there. She went into the bathroom. You didn't have to come out of the terminal to use the bathroom, say.
I have a sweatsuit for you, and then you just have to like act like you're me, okay? All right, here you go. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, how long does it take to go to the bathroom, Salish?
My dad is gonna think that Ella is me because she's wearing the exact same thing. So then he's gonna follow Ella, and Ella's gonna walk all the way back to her car.
We gotta get back on the plane. Why are we out here right now?
It looks perfect. You're a little taller, but I think it's good. So perfect. Let's go. So you just have to walk out and walk all the way to your car. Thank you, nice to meet you. Bye. So Ella just left.
Oh, there she is. All right, wait. Where's her luggage? Where are you going, Say? Where's your suitcase?
My dad's right there. I think he's for sure gonna think it's me. My dad's also gonna be confused because she doesn't have the suitcase.
Wait, where is she going? She's going down the escalator now? What is happening? Where are we going?
He's going down the escalator. He's so easy to fool, bro. He thinks that's me.
Wait, what is she doing? Where is she going? What? Wait, whoa. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. No, actually, no. Wait, wait. What? Are you kidding? What? She just took off? What the heck?
Sorry, Dad, but you kind of deserve this because you keep on lying to me and telling me you're not gonna follow me, and then you keep on following me.
Where's she going? She just took off in an Uber without her luggage? Are you kidding me? I don't care. I'm going off airport mode. I don't care if I get caught. She just left her luggage and got into an Uber. There's a really delicious Mexican restaurant very close to the airport. I know that because we always go there. I'll bet you anything she went there right now to get a meal, but that's crazy. Okay, you know what? I'll just take the consequence and call her and tell her to come back because she's gonna miss the airplane at this point.
Okay, I gotta go walk next to him and show him that I'm still here right now. Hopefully he looks at me.
I'm gonna call. She's right there.
Okay, he saw me.
What is going on in my mind right now?
He's following me. I'm just gonna walk in here.
I was just about to call her and she's right here. Wait, my mind isn't minding.
Okay, we're chilling. Now we gotta go through the security.
Who was that? I'm an idiot. Okay, I thought that was her. That was so stupid of me. All right, so she's now headed back inside. Okay, she's going back up the escalator. Oh my gosh, where are we going, Salish? Like, where are we actually going?
Yeah, he's right there. He just saw me. I have one more trick planned. The security won't let him through if he has his disguise on. He has to take off all of his disguise and everything, and then I'll see that it's him, you know?
That girl looked kind of like Salish, taller. That's the way to go back into the terminal. So I guess that's what we're doing.
We gotta go to our terminal.
Like she's walking like she's got all the time in the world.
Oh, oh, the mistletoe, somewhere you can see.
The plane's gonna leave in 45 minutes. What is she doing?
He has to take off his prosthetics now.
Whoa, whoa, wait, 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 wait. I can't go through security like this. It's face recognition. They will know. I have to take off my prosthetics. She's going through security right now and I have to take off the prosthetics. Okay, maybe I can leave the wig on because people wear toupees. I might wear a toupee one day.
I literally only have one more flight, then I'm on vacation for 2 whole weeks. I cannot wait, bro. I can't wait to be done with school, going out in the snow, to be seeing my family. It's gonna be so much fun.
Oh, wow. Oh, oh, that's weird looking.
Oh. I have my final prank that I'm gonna pull on him to try and get him to lose this challenge. If he sees me at the gate, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pretend to fall asleep so that he has to wake me up because he does not want me to miss my flight. And I mean, he doesn't want that consequence because it's gonna be the worst one he's ever had.
Reporting unattended bags and suspicious behavior to the nearest airport employee, law enforcement officer, or TSA representative.
All right, literally my gate is right there. I don't see my dad, but I'm still gonna be pretending to sleep. Just in case if he is there, he will lose the challenge and he'll get the consequence.
I don't know how am I supposed to fool her now.
So I'll just be like this, like sleeping.
Oh, oh. I can still wear the glasses.
How you doing?
I'm good. We were doing a YouTube video and I had prosthetics on. Now obviously I can't have them on anymore. It hurts. Oh. That guy was a security officer. He saw me taking off my prosthetics. That is so sketchy.
Guys, I don't know where he is, but I hope he's near.
Let that. Salish will totally know this is me.
Bro, is he gonna come or not? Because I can't see him, but I don't know where he is.
Now the fingerprint time.
Actually, we switched the facial recognition, sir. Now I just need to scan your boarding pass.
Sure.
You're good to go.
Good. Thank you. I just got through security and it was facial recognition, so I'm so lucky I took the prosthetics off, but now I have no idea how to hide my identity for the final flight. I still have to get a face mask and a hat. Very quick. Hey, excuse me, do you guys sell face masks? Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you. And hats. I'm now a hunter and fisher or whatever. Okay. And then what do you think? Do I look different?
You look different.
All right, let's do it. Maybe she won't notice. Actually, not bad. Wait, why didn't I just do this from the beginning? I could just put a face mask on. I didn't need the prosthetics. The one place I could get away with wearing a face mask without it looking weird was here, and I put on prosthetics. We're here. She's probably already on the plane, which means I just get on the plane, keep my head down. Once we land in Steamboat, Team Jordan.
I hear him. I hear him. I have to pretend to sleep.
Okay. Okay, wait, it's boarding, it's final boarding. The plane is final boarding, but she's fallen asleep. She's sleeping. It's boarding. I don't know what to do, Look, look, look.
I think she's gonna come over and wake me up.
She fell asleep, and the plane is boarding. Ugh. I have to wake her up. You're gonna miss your plane. You're gonna miss your plane.
Excuse me?
You're gonna miss... No, no!
No!
Dad, I told you it was you. Oh my gosh, Dad, your disguise was terrible.
Did you know the whole time?
Yes, from the beginning. I mean, it's so obviously you.
How did you know I didn't get on the plane?
Well, I put an air tag in your backpack.
You did?
Yep, haha, now I won the challenge and you get the worst consequence ever.
What is it?
You'll see. All right, Dad, you know what you have to do.
Not doing this, I'm sorry.
Nope, Dad, let's go. Come on, take off your jacket.
I have to do it without my jacket?
Yes, Dad, this has to be the worst consequence you've ever had.
Okay.
Take off your jacket. Now walk in.
So
yep. Right to that blue thing. Go. Dad, if you just run, it'll be over with.
No. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, make us know.
No.
Okay, are you gonna do it again?
Never! Hurry, please, Sarah.
Are you gonna follow me again?
No!
Okay!
I promise!
Am I old enough?
I promise!
Am I old enough now?
Yes! You're
all
old
right.
enough, Sarah! I promise her, yes!
Okay, thanks! Here's please. Your friend!
What?
What? What? Oh my god!